This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour is underway for What's on Your Mind. You can answer that question any way you choose, anytime, any day on this program. We love hearing from our great listeners all across the Northern Plains. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Emails welcome always to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Jim Roars, State Senator, Shannon Roars Jones, a state representative, who are on opposite sides of the Sunday opening blue law repeal for the last two sessions. But I think she and the constituents in his district have flipped his opinion, and he switched to a yes vote yesterday to repeal the law. So we're going to find out about all that at the bottom of the hour. Chris Berg from Point of View, who you watch on KX4 and West Dakota Fox, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4's great show. Must-see TV, half hour every night, just the best. He'll be here, and we'll do a little battle on Sunday opening issue. I'm saving the email that I, that I have from somebody that agreed with me in the Senate, who I sent a note to just saying thank you for voting the way you did. And his response back to me was a gut punch of sorts, of just, you know, how personal some folks take this issue, which I'm glad for, really am. Because I don't think the world changes with this law going away. But I think people saw it as one little sliver where North Dakota is different and can stand for something a little different and do our part to stand up against the culture. So that part's good. But, you know, there are much bigger fish to fry as it pertains to our culture. I can think of many things, and maybe we ought to spend a little time on that. What you think the best battleground would be on the culture. Texter here that said, why don't you play Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil? We've played that a few times over the years.
It is great.
Usually listeners request. That would be a good example of things I worry about in our culture that are going away. So if we get to it, we will here on the program. Mark is on the road. Mark, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, a couple of things. First off, I'm going to agree with you. I'm not in favor of changing it, but quite frankly, the reason I called in is I would like somebody to give us a couple of examples of just what is going to change when if this passes, or I guess it has passed.
And well, Walmart can open 24/7, seven days a week now. So there, Walmart is happy. And if Walmart's happy, then we're supposed to be happy too, I guess. So good for Walmart.
Well,
they can sell. They can sell. Spatulas now at 8 a.m.
Yeah. They'll save a fortune in door locks. Yeah.
Right.
They'll only be happy until they decide to start working on the pharmacy law again. And you know how that'll go. The other thing is it seems kind of contrary that one of the most valuable commodities this state has is its people. Lord knows we export too many of them, but it's the culture here that produces that. And to mess with that in the name of progressivism seems kind of contrary to the way we do things and the product that everybody else wants, which, again, is our people, you know, our work ethic, our morals and whatnot. It just, you know, it seems like we don't have to be like everybody else. Like you said, one little sliver isn't no difference. And I haven't heard a convincing argument that this is going to change enough to make a difference. So I'd like to hear, you know, some other examples.
Appreciate that call and comment, Mark. We, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with one of the champions of the change, and that was Shannon Roars Jones. We will, have her just tell us specifically what's going to change as a result of this. So, Appreciate the call and the question. Blaine and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Say, totally agree with what Mark just said there. But I was against the 1097 and for the Sunday closing law, and I spoke against it, the bill of 1097. And the thing that I looked at was what was the purpose of the Sunday closing law? And the state's purpose was to promote a day of rest and recreation. Now it's been watered down over time. But Mark asked, well, how does it affect? It affects the individuals. It affects the businesses that have the employees that have to work on Sunday morning now instead of having that time where they could spend with their family or do whatever they want to do. They now have to maybe have to work on Sunday morning as well. The Sunday closing law promoted individual freedom, which I think our forefathers was afraid that the businesses, that's the reason why the law was put in place, was to protect the individual freedom from the businesses and the big conglomerates having their way on that seventh day. So very sad, very disappointed to hear our legislators took the blue laws away.
Yeah, I am too, Blaine. I am. And I am because not that this is going to make massive change, but it's just sort of that final piece that just says what matters in the culture anymore. Because you asked for it, listener said, play Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil. I have it here. It's about 3 minutes long. It was originally broadcast, believe it or not, in 1965. And he, through the years, updated it as well. But it was just one of his little signature commentaries. And it's very, very good. And it's right full of things that we now can point to in our culture that are upside down. So this is just one more you can add to the list. Here it is.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames.
Fake news! Fake news!
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
I miss Paul Harvey. A lot of common sense and a lot of wisdom in that, without question. And again, that laundry list from 1965, folks. From 1965. How much of that has come true?
Kind of chilling.
But I don't know very many people who point to that, those, you know, whether it be the schools or any of that laundry list, judges, or putting God out of schools, and say, wow, it's the work of the devil. But hard-pressed to say it's not when you look at it in the context like that. So, interesting tie to this. Appreciate the request for that. More after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hello, I'm United Soybean Board Director Jared Haggard of Emerado. And I'd like you to know in 2019, three of North Dakota's four director positions are open for nomination. This is an exciting opportunity for soybean producers to get involved with their industry. All checkoff paying soybean producers in North Dakota are eligible to apply. The farmer directors of USB oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To be considered for the national leadership positions, farmers must complete and return the required nomination paperwork to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by or before 4 p.m. Monday, April 1, 2019. Please visit ndsoybean.org for nomination paperwork or call the office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't
take. Yeah, I had to wait for. Ooh, wanted to wait for that. You know what I mean? To get that in there makes me happy. That song makes me happy. It's a good song. Good start. 20 past the hour. Back on What's on Your Mind. Governor Burgum's answer to a question I posed of him yesterday, shortly after the vote in the Senate, saying our blue laws would change. We'll get his take on why he supports this change, and we'll sign it in just a moment. Back to some calls here at 800-228-0550, brought to you today by Go Wireline. Folks at Go Wireline have a combined 200 years of experience in the wireline industry. They know wireline. They just do. When you call, they go. Five of their wireline founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. They're in Williston and they're Dickinson, so can easily be anywhere in western North Dakota when you need them. On the job, you call, we go. Find out more, gowireline.com. Let's go to an anonymous caller. You can always be anonymous here if you want to. That's fine. You don't have to tell us your name. You're next. Big A, go on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I just wanted to say that how many of the legislators that are that work on Sunday?
I'm not sure if I'm catching everything you're saying there. We might have a bad connection. You're saying, what about the legislators?
I just want to know how many legislators are the one that introduced this bill actually work on Sunday.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying easy for them to vote in favor of the change when they don't have to work on Sunday. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sure, yeah.
All right. We have one of the prime sponsors, proponents of this law, coming up in a little bit. I will ask that very question for you, okay?
Okay. And, we got along just fine without the working Sunday mornings for how many years.
Oh. I haven't been keeping track here, but I think as many people agree with me as agree with Todd. They're not not enough of those that agree with me are answering your poll question, because your poll question has an advantage for your side there, Todd. But the callers, I'm just saying. Spearfish, South Dakota.
105 for yes and 44 for no.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, yes.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, go ahead. I
know
you're in South Dakota, but you don't have to yell. We can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
The position I don't really have a position on this. I kind of either side because, I'm a liberal Democrat, but I'm also a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the conservative Mormons and Latter-day Saints. And the church has a position where it's a spiritual commandment to keep the Sabbath day holy. I don't know what you think of that, but I have to, as a Latter-day Saint member, I have to keep the Sabbath day holy.
Yeah, and I guess everybody defines that a little bit differently, but certainly that's the same thing in my religion, the Catholic religion, Sunday is one of the Ten Commandments, right?
Well, I thought that the Pope and the bishops in the Catholic Church would have to, require you to do that. Salt Lake City, the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, they require us to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's again part of your faith, part of your teaching. I have, for as long as I can remember, gone as a family, whether it was with my mom and dad in my younger years or with my wife and kids to Sunday Mass. It's what we do, and we go out and have a fun little conversation over lunch, and sometimes we squeeze in a little nap. Sometimes we do just some kind of around the house stuff. And, it's just kind of, it's family day, it is. But appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I don't, and some would say, well, nobody requires you to do that. That's right. Again, the origin of the blue law is to say, let's do this so only places that are open that are essential, and then less people will have to work on Sunday. That was the origin of the law. I don't know. What percentage of people do you think go to church on Sunday? I don't know. I have no idea. But I guess it's probably a quarter would be my number. So is it a law that's times passed it by? I don't know. You tell me. And most of you have told me you agree with me. So, very nice of you. somebody suggested the Fuddy Duddy label kind of fit, right? Where is this here? This one came into Todd. So many of them, I can't find them all. Maybe it was on my phone. Not Todd's. Sunday is the beginning of a new week to praise, said one. So great to hear Paul Harvey again. Scott, would you rather have it all, that all businesses should be closed on Sunday? Other says, I agree with Todd. You want me to say that again, Todd? I agree with Todd.
So, wait, somebody texted you that they agree with me?
Exactly right.
Wow.
Powerful
caller of the day. That caller deserves a My Pillow, by the way.
Yeah. Another texter, South Dakota listener. Powerful piece by Paul Harvey. I've heard it before, but it's some time ago. Thank you. Another. So great to hear Paul Harvey again.
Isn't that just ominous that you think about it? It was 1965.
No, pretty amazing. Here's Governor Burgum when I asked him yesterday about this change and his take. Roll that.
I know that and have talked to and am empathetic with a number of people that voted no on this because they care about family values, they care about community, they care about tradition, and I'm empathetic and support all that. I think what we had left in terms of our remaining blue laws was such a mishmash of rules. The fact that if you wanted to go to church on Sunday morning and then go by the grocery store and buy pancake mix and syrup and a spatula, you could buy two of the three things if it was before noon. You could buy the pancake mix and the syrup, but you couldn't buy the spatula. And so, I know there's a part of me that was just like, they were so deluded that actually was becoming discriminatory to certain classes of business. And I believe in local control. Businesses under this law are not required to be open. If someone wants to say we're not open at all on Sunday, like some national chains are, or if they want to open at noon on Sunday, that's entirely under their control. I believe in local control. I believe that business owners, as a former business owner, I know that everybody can make decisions on their own about that. So I'm pleased that I'm pleased that we repealed the mishmash of regulations that we had left. This is a form of deregulation. And then the other thing in the world where people can shop online 7x24, this actually was hurting some of our locally owned small businesses here because it was saying to anybody in North Dakota, you can buy online on Sunday morning, but you can't buy from your local retailer. So I think, again, put the power in the hands of the local businesses. Every family is responsible for having a strong family unit. They can decide how they want to spend their time on Sunday morning, and I know North Dakotans will use that time wisely.
Governor Doug Burgum's take on the bill he will sign soon. Another texter, hey, dude, your voice sounds like you've smoked 100 packs of cigarettes this morning. Hope you are well. Is it that bad? I'm sorry about that, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just a cold. I picked up a cold. I hate colds. More after this. And what's on your mind?
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vin's talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months, no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2 online at hotspringnd.com. Hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Customs and Border Protections officials in Texas are starting to release migrant families at the southern border as detention centers are filling up. Some of the families taken into custody in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas are being given notices to appear in court, others being released on their own recognizance. The CBP says more families have been picked up along the Rio Grande Valley than any other stretch of the border with Mexico in the past few months. The British Prime Minister is now asking the EU to delay Britain's departure from the trading bloc until the end of June.
As Prime Minister, I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
Theresa May speaking there before Parliament today. The UK currently on track to leave the EU on March 29th, but Parliament's twice rejected May's withdrawal agreement. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What's on your mind? Scott Hinn and Todd Mitchell. A couple of segments to go here on the program. Somebody called and said, hey, I wanted to hear that author, the name of the book by that author you talked about that's going to be on tomorrow. And I think they're talking about Alex Berenson. That was the author of Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. A listener had suggested we have this author on. She had read something in the Imprimis magazine that comes, the little newsletter that Hillsdale College sends out, sent it to us. I read it, said, I agree, it looks like a fascinating conversation, and had some just statistics I'd never heard about marijuana before. And so, anyway, interested to hear that tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow on the program, and it'll be about 9:30 Central tomorrow when we do that. Also, Congressman Kelly Armstrong tomorrow on the program as well. All right, let's see here. One more thing to do, and then we're going to bring in Jim Roars and Shannon Roars Jones. I want to tell you a little bit about Pucklich Chevrolet. They have a heck of a deal on a Buick sedan right now. We don't talk about sedans very often. We're talking about awesome trucks and SUVs and whatnot, but this is a sedan. This is a 2016 Buick LaCrosse sedan. It's got the heated leather seats. It's got the popular 3.6-liter V6 engine. Only 30,000 miles on it. I mean, that thing's like new, right? I mean, a lot of life left on that baby. Beautiful champagne silver color. Ton of great options. 22.5 is what they have it on the lot for right now. $1,000 off. $1,000 off if you tell them Scott sent you. I mean, why wouldn't you? Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom, see it for yourself, 721 West Main Valley City. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And online at Pucklich.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy, that beautiful Bismarck store. Okay, 26 before the top of the hour, and Jim Roars is here, state senator from North Dakota, represents Fargo. Did we find Shannon yet? No, okay. Okay, all right. She's giving us a different number here, so I'm going to give that to you. Closed circuit here, and you can call. How about that? I'm multitasking here, ladies and gentlemen. A producer and talk show host. We'll talk with her father first.
All that will be cold.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Roars. Senator, right. thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good.
We're going to talk. Scott, but yeah, it doesn't sound like me because I have a cold, but it's me.
Oh,
trust me.
Yeah, it really doesn't sound like you. So I was listening really close. So thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, somebody just said it sounds like I smoked a 100-pack of cigarettes. So I have not. It's actually a cold. Before I talk Sunday opening with you, I just got a call from our switchboard, actually, and it said the caller wants to know what the cost-benefit ratio is of the FM diversion project. I don't expect you to have chapter and verse of the whole thing in front of you, but for the taxpayer, is the FM diversion project a good buy, a good bargain?
Absolutely, absolutely. We should get that number for your viewers there, your listeners. But I think it's like 3.5 to 1. And let me do some more work for you, Scott, and get you the actual answer to that.
Yeah, and that's just the simple math of the recurring costs of, you know, sandbags and dikes and everything else that you wouldn't have to do if there was permanent protection, right?
That is correct, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How, by the way, do you see the effort to get the yesterday there was a gathering with Senator Hovind, Governor Burgum, and Minnesota DNR has now come along, and some progress yesterday announced, the P3 part of the private-public partnership coming along. But everybody says, the Corps and everybody else, only can do this if the state of North Dakota is in, and they're only paying about 32% of the project, which is low compared to other projects in other states. The states pay more, so it's a good deal for the state, but still, it's a lot of money. You think you'll secure those dollars?
Yes, I do. I'm not as confident as I would like to be, but I think we're going to get there. We're having a meeting today at 2:30 with some of the leadership to put some strategy in place around the final numbers. I know there's been a tremendous amount of conversation about it in, both ways, for and against. So, it's going to be a tough pull, but I hope we get to the finish line. And I think your comment about the percentage of involvement in this project in comparison to other state projects, should hopefully help us get this to the finish line too, because we're not asking for as much as other communities have over the last 10 years. So,
yeah, good point. All right, we have spent the entire program today talking about the Sunday opening issue, and I'm proud to announce that the majority of listeners from every corner of North Dakota, by a sliver, think I'm not a fuddy-duddy, think I'm not old-fashioned, I'm not a dinosaur, that I was right to say, you know what, this is our little haven here. Let's be different than everybody else. On Sunday, you have been of that opinion for a long time, but changed yesterday. Tell us why.
Well, Scott, I'll tell you what. Yes, you're exactly right. I was a holdout. I was, one of those people who really felt that we should keep the blue laws as we have them today, and I have been of that opinion for a long time. However, the pressure that I got, the public pressure that I've got in the last 2 weeks, and specifically the last 2 days, it just became a point where I had to put my personal opinion aside, and I had to vote the feelings of our constituents from District 46, number one, and of course the members of the state of North Dakota were very, very much wanting this to be changed. So I honestly, and as well as I do, that I was not a proponent of this bill. However, I just felt that in order to be representing the district that I live in, I needed to put my personal opinion aside.
And you mentioned overwhelming, commentary from people saying, hey, I want you to change your mind on that. The other person we have on the line here is your daughter, Shannon Roars Jones, who was literally leading the parade on this over in the House, and certainly very active as well in convincing senators. Shannon, do you want to claim any credit to being part of that that constituency that shared your thoughts with your dad?
Well, I will say certainly that I encourage people across the state to reach out to their senators and express their opinions. And whether that's that they want it to be a yes vote or a no vote, I mean, I just wanted senators to hear from people. But as far as my ability to influence Jim in his vote, I had him in my no column weeks ago, and so to find out that he was going to change his mind was a very pleasant surprise to me yesterday.
Jim, was anything in Shannon's argument persuasive? Obviously, you changed because you heard from voters. You've heard from people in your district that said, we don't want you to vote in favor of keeping this law. So you changed it. But obviously, you've been hearing Shannon's arguments for a long time. There's obviously a few jokes about, dad's one way and Shannon's the other way on this particular issue. Was there a part of her argument that swayed you?
No, not really, Scott. It really wasn't. And Shannon and I had this debate many, many times over the past summer and so forth, because we knew we were on the opposite sides of this issue, and we respected each other's opinions. I don't think Shannon did anything out of the ordinary to influence me that made my decision. It was really the outcry from people, and I track people from across the state, and I track people from within our district as to the yays and nays on that, and it was just overwhelming. And I honestly, like I said, the night before, I was a no vote, but when I got up in the morning, I just felt like I was doing the wrong thing for the people that I represent, and it was my own selfish interest, and that was causing me to say, let's not do this. But I just finally came to the realization that it was the wrong thing for me to do in this particular situation.
Shannon, a few people have called today and just said, well, what does this change mean? I mean, repealing the law will mean what will be different now? What is gone?
Well, basically, it means that each business will have the ability to decide for itself and for its own employees whether they would like to be open earlier than noon on Sundays or not. It doesn't require anyone to be open. In fact, we specifically put protections in there for businesses where it's a landlord-tenant kind of an issue, like a mall, that says your landlord cannot require you to be open before noon on Sunday if you've signed your lease before the first of this year. Because people who have been in leases for many years, obviously, when they entered into those leases, they had no opportunity to consider that we might be open before noon on Sunday. They don't have the opportunity to negotiate that in. Going forward, they know that it's a possibility, and we'll leave that up to the landlord and the tenant to negotiate the terms that they want to. But for anyone who has an existing lease, they can't be required to open before noon on Sunday. And so no one has to be open. Obviously, I think there will be a lot of businesses that might choose to open 1 or 2 hours earlier. There's some businesses like, you know, your home improvement stores, Menards and those type that across the river, we see that they're open at, I think, 8 o'clock or maybe even 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. So they may choose to do the same things here in North Dakota. But it's absolutely up to the business owner's discretion to decide when they want to be open. And with regard to the employees, you know, there's a lot of people saying, well, now people are going to be forced to work on Sunday and they're not going to have the opportunity to have that time off. But for most of these retail stores in the mall, the big boxes, all of those sorts of things, the employees are still there working on Sunday before noon. It's just that the business can't be open and sell merchandise. Additionally, we also have protections in the law right now for retail employees that say they cannot be worked. They cannot be forced to work 7 consecutive days. They have to have one period of 24 hours off as a day of rest. And it's up to the employers and employees to negotiate what day that's going to be.
Somebody also asked about car dealerships. Are they not allowed to be open on Sunday?
Under this law, car dealerships are allowed to be open on Sunday, and they will, like every other business, have the right to choose for themselves whether or not they are open on Sunday. There is a different section of the code pertaining to motor vehicle sales that says car dealers may not sell a vehicle on Sunday, and the reason we didn't take that out was kind of twofold. We didn't want to pollute the issue of the retail sales, the chapter that we repealed. We didn't want those two issues to affect the one to affect the ability to pass the other. But the car dealers made a compelling argument about the fact that they can't sell, or they have a very difficult time selling vehicles because they can't verify insurance or do loans, car loans.
So they were fine with that law staying the same. Got it. Interesting. Yep. All right. Fascinating change. And thank you both for sharing your thoughts on this particular piece of legislation. It obviously has a lot of North Dakotans interested. So thank you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Scott. See you later.
We'll let you get back to it at the state legislature. Busy time. Chris Berg, when we come back, don't go away.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Oh, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed you have getting you upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused workdays, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni is a slam dunk. A deliciously supreme is a game winner. And you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A little slice of heaven is waiting for you from our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell has the best sheets money can buy, bar none. How do I know? I sleep on them. They're the Giza Dream Sheets. They're called Giza because it's a kind of cotton grown in the Mediterranean, Giza cotton, that is just the best cotton ever. I mean, literally, you search the world to find the best cotton. So it's really good for the Holy Land, actually. Near the Holy Land is where this cotton is grown, and it's the best. And that's why I say you're filled like heaven. So order some up today, 30% off, plus you get free shipping. That's a great deal on a great product, great gift. And they got a wedding in the family coming up, whatever. It's perfect. Fantastic. 30% off plus free shipping. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You can watch Point of View with Chris Berg every weeknight on your television. And it is good TV, folks. It's must-see TV. Set the TiVo for it. KX4 at 6:30 every evening and 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. Hello and good morning, Mr. Chris Berg. How are you?
I'm good. I like the voice change. What's going on here?
I don't know. I have no control over it, but I've been called a heavy smoker. I've been called a dinosaur. I've been called about everything. Yeah, that's how dinosaurs roar, I guess. I don't know. I want to read you a text from a member of the state Senate. I'm not going to tell you who this is from, but a friend of mine that I texted and said, I appreciate your vote on Sunday opening. I said, thanks for remaining strong on Sunday opening. I wish more of your colleagues were old-fashioned family values Republicans. That's what I said. And he responded, you're welcome, Scott. I feel like a piece of me died, like an era ended. Family values are so important. Things just aren't the same. I read that and I thought, I am so glad there's people in public service that think like that. And this is not the end of the world. It's not going to mean horrific, horrible things or anything else. But it's a chapter in our history that's now gone, and I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a move in the right way. What do you think of his comment there?
I think it's hyperbole. I mean, the fact that stores are open does not force people to go shopping. That is a personal decision. I don't understand why the state legislature, which a lot of them label themselves to be, you know, conservative, freedom-loving Americans, why they're afraid of more freedom for people.
Yeah, I don't know that the intention of the blue law, if you go back and look at the origins of it, were to restrict freedom. It was to say, let's keep this day.
It's a government mandate telling a business owner and individuals what they can and cannot do on a day of the week. I mean, to me, it's a total nanny state. If you want to go live in a nanny state, you know, there's China if you want them to have dictate more stuff in your lives. I just don't understand why we want the government dictating those kind of things. If my family, which we want to spend time together, chooses to spend those Sundays together, which we do, then we have the power to make that choice. But to have a government mandate to me what I need to be doing on a Sunday or not doing on a Sunday, I just don't think that's the role of government.
Do you worry about our culture? Do you worry about the decline in our culture and the place we find ourselves at compared to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago? Do you see a downward trend in that?
Do you mean that the culture is diminishing compared to what it used to be, or what are you referring to specifically?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything. I mean, just how many people, go to church on Sunday? How many people, have a view that, if you want to take a baby's life, just do it whenever you want. You can do it after the baby's born, even if you decide you don't want it. I mean, just, pick your issue.
If you actually look at polling, I think there's more people today that are pro-life than when they started polling the situation, because now science is so good. You can see that, hey, look, this baby can feel pain at 20 weeks, maybe even sooner. So if you actually look at the data, I think you're going to see that more people are going to say, you know what, I don't think this abortion thing's a good thing. We should absolutely be doing what we can to protect these living babies, the most vulnerable. And I guess that's my point is, for me, this is about an opportunity for more freedom, not less. And I'm honestly, knowing you, surprised that you are for a nanny state government mandate. I just can't wrap my brain around that.
Yeah, that's me, Scott Hannon, the nanny state big government lover. Yeah, you've characterized my views perfectly. That's pretty much insane what you just said there.
Because you're telling me that you want this.
Well, I'm telling you the origins of the Blue Law, the reason behind this law, was to protect people from being able to work, protect people from being able to have one day. And is it an old law? Yes. Is it going to mean the end of the world from its change? No. But it is, I think, one more cog in that little wheel that just has culture as we know it, the way people treated each other. I can go through a laundry list of things, just a little tougher to do. So, and I am proud to say, Todd Mitchell can confirm this. I haven't tallied up the text, but all the calls today, most folks agreed with me. Bad change. Not such a good change. Todd's poll. What's that at now, Todd? What's the numbers on?
Let me pull it up here because it keeps in play. 99 votes. 137 yes, 62 no. Are you happy this Sunday Blue Law repeal passed?
Yeah, so you guys win that one. But anyway,
I think it's a great conversation, but I'm a good old freedom-loving American. So
there you go. There you go.
Yeah, and anybody that's not for this law is not for freedom, right? Isn't that how it goes? Not for freedom. I don't think so. But anyway, it's a fun little debate. It certainly is. And we'll continue to follow it. Great conversation today, folks. Really enjoyed it. Ton of calls, ton of texts. God bless you. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Watch Chris Berg tonight.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.